出埃及记第十九章。
Exodus 19 and verse 6.
出埃及第十九章第六节。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
你要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列。
In 1 Peter chapter 2.
然后新约和前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2. And verse 9.
彼得前书第二章九节。
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子
民。And then lastly, in 1 Corinthians,
最后我们来读哥林多前书。
Chapter 6,
第六章。
And verse 15.
哥林多前书第六章第十五节。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？
Can we bow before the word of prayer?
你起有点祷告。
Well, we thank you again for giving us this opportunity to consider your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们再一次有机会来学习你的话语。
So we ask that the Holy Spirit may be able to lead us in this time.
我们祈求你的圣灵带给我们下一段时间。
May you open up your word to us.
愿圣灵把你的话语开启。
Lord, that your living word may speak to each one of our hearts.
是你活的话语能对我们每一个人的心里说话。
That it may cause a change in our lives.
是你的活的话语能够在我们身上做改变的工作。
That we will return a different people from this place.
是因着你的话语，我们每一个人能够改变成一个不同的人。
Lord, so we do commit this time back into your hands.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地仰望在你手里。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的宝贵名。
Yesterday morning, we wanted to look at the purpose of God through the lens of the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation.
昨天早上我们要看神的心意是透过启示录，是透过创世纪和启示录。
Through the story of Adam and Eve,
我们通过这个亚当和夏娃这个故事，
we realized what was it that God was trying to do.
我们意识到神是在做一件事情。
In the beginning of the book of Genesis,
在创世纪的一开始
we find this wonderful marriage between Adam and Eve.
我们看见神在亚当和夏娃之间有一个非常美妙的婚姻。
But then Paul tells us,
但是保罗又告诉我们
that the real mystery is that of Christ and the church.
真正的奥秘是耶稣和教会。
That Adam and Eve was just a picture to show us what is it that God is doing today.
亚当和夏娃他们的婚姻是神所展示给我们的一个
And we also said that what we see in the book of Revelation is the end product.
是一个最终的一个结果。
And it's a beautiful picture.
那是一个非常美妙的。
We see the city of New Jerusalem.
我们看见了新城耶路撒冷。
The whole city is made of gold, of precious stone, and pearl.
整个城市都是用的黄金和珍珠宝石来做的。
It speaks about the work that the Lord is doing in our midst.
这是讲到神在我们当中所做的奇妙工作。
Gold speaks of the nature of God.
我们知道黄金代表神的特性。
That being formed in us.
是神在我们心里所造成的。
And then we also see the story of the pearl.
我们也讲到了那个珍珠的故事。
It talks about our love, our long-suffering love with others and sisters.
讲到我们每一个人的这长久忍耐的这个爱，对主的爱。
Just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
就像哥林多前书十三章所讲到的
that love is long suffering.
爱是恒久忍耐。
That as we have disagreements with our brothers and sisters,
尽管我们跟弟兄之间，我们也许有不同的有不同的意见
，maybe they wrong us.
也许他们错待了。
But we are able to forbear.
但是我们也能够忍受
，instead of pushing it away.
而不是来拒绝一切。
We embrace,
而是我们来接纳，我们来接受这样的人，这样
embrace and embrace the neighbor,
进入我们不断的这样的忍耐来接受。
And then the beautiful pearl is born.
最终在我们的每个人的个性上面，我们就会形成一个那个美丽珍珠。
We also talked about the precious stone.
我们也讲到了宝石。
We are just like the dark, opaque, and brittle, pencil line.
我们就像是一个很暗的这些不透明的这些东西。
这个铅笔芯。
像那个铅笔芯的石墨那样子。
But the Lord puts us in different environments.
但是神把我们放在不同的环境。
With high pressure.
因着有高压。
And high temperature.
因为有高温。
Then we can become.
我们就看见石墨就改变成为钻石。
What used to be dark and opaque and brittle,
常常是一个黑的不透明的这些石墨。
Now becomes a hard, beautiful diamond.
现在就成为一个坚硬的这样的美丽的光芒的一个钻石。
Think about it. We use diamond to cut glass today.
我们想想，我们是用钻石来切割玻璃。
But it's the same material.
但是它和石墨是完全同样的这个元素。
So this is the work that the Lord is doing.
这是神要在我们每个身上所做成的。
And just like our brother reminded us, this is the only work that the Lord is doing.
就像我们弟兄刚刚也不断在提醒我们的，因为这是神在我们身上做的唯一的工作。
And when we read the book of Revelation,
当我们一起来读创世的启示录的时候
，we realize that in the end, the Lord gets what he wants.
我们就会意识到，在这结尾的时候，神是一定要把他的工作做成的。
The question is, do we want to be a part of that?
对于我们来讲，我们要回答的问题就是：我们是不是愿意在神所做这个工作上面
？We want to be a part of that mature bride made ready for our Lord.
我们是不是愿意在那成熟的、合神心意的、那美丽的新娘的这个份上面份
？A whole city made of gold, pearls, and precious.
我们知道那个新城，整个城是用黄金、宝石和珍珠来做成的。
Contrasting with the harlot mentioned that adorned herself with gold, pearls, and precious.
这一个神心意中的形成，正是和在巴比伦那一个淫妇做一个形成了一个鲜明的对比。
Do we want the reality of Christ in us?
那么我们愿意不愿意耶稣的心意在我们身上成为一个实际呢
？So as we see this wonderful purpose of God,
当我们看见从启示录里看见神那奇妙心意的时候
，What ought to be our response?
那么我们对神的这个心意应当是一个怎样的回应
？And what our brother shared yesterday?
我们弟兄昨天分享到
，The Lord told us,
神跟我们讲
，If you want to follow me.
如果我们要跟随神的话
Deny yourself,
我们就需要来否认我们自己
Take up your cross,
我们就需要背起我们自己的十字架
and follow me,
来跟随神
Become like me,
就要来像神
Be an imitator of me,
要像主
Take up your cross and follow me,
所以我们就需要背起我们的十字架
I think of the wonderful picture in Matthew chapter 11
我就想到这个时候看到就我就记起马太福音十一章那里有一个非常美
We very naturally have a reaction when we hear the word cross.
当我们很自然的，我们听到有十字架这个词的话，我们心里就会有一个很自然的一个反应。
Our natural thing is to push it away.
我们自然的反应就是我们要拒绝这个。
We don't like to hear it.
因为我们不愿意听。
We don't like to hear about it.
我们也不愿意听任何人谈关于这些受苦的事情。
But then in Matthew 11 verse 28.
但是在马太福音第十一章的第28节
，The Lord says, "Come to me."
主这样说，他说：“你们到我这里来。
”All who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重的，你们到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得喜。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Our brother mentioned the bride is nothing but Christ Himself.
我们弟兄提到，这个新娘不是别的，正是耶稣基督自己。
That one day the Lord can say, "Oh, that's the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh."
因为直到有一天，总会说这个新娘她是我的骨中骨，是肉中肉。
So to be the bride of Christ,
所以要成为一个新娘
is nothing but.To be like Christ,
我们就只能像耶稣，而且必须是像耶稣。
So we see this beautiful story here.
所以我们看见在新娘这上面是一个非常美丽的一个。
In verse 30, it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
因为主是这样讲，他说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻的。
Actually, the yoke here is a double yoke.
我们也晓得这里所讲的恶是双恶。
When farmers used to train young foals,
像讲到当农夫要来训练这个小牛的时候
，In order for you to till the ground, you have to let the bull has to walk straight.
为了要这个牛能够耕一笔有效率，牛必须要走成一条直线。
But the young bull, of course, being full of energy and wanting to go its own way.
我们知道小牛常常是有他自己的意愿，他想怎样走就怎样走。
Then what the farmer would do is put a yoke around a old and experienced bull.
所以农夫要做的就是要把这个小牛和一个年长的、一个更有经验的一个老牛一起。
And yoke it together, yoke the two of them together.
让这两个牛他们来负同一个轭。
When the young bull would try to go left or to the right.
如果这个小牛要试着要往左或往右走的话。
The bigger, stronger, the more experienced bull will pull them back in.
这个更有经验的这个老牛就会引导着小牛。
So this is the picture that we see.
这是主这里所讲到的这个恶。
Whatever circumstance the Lord takes us through,
无论我们个人现在所经历的哪一个环境里面，
He is there right there with us.
主都在那里用。
He teaches us how to respond to different situations.
因为主自己在教导我们，在我们所处的环境里面，我们应该怎么来。
The Lord said, "Come to me."
所以主说，你们要来跟从我。
All who are weary and heavy laden.
所以主说，烦劳。干重担可以到我这里。
How often it's very difficult to walk this way of the cross.
常常的，我们晓得，当我们在走十字架的这个路上的时候，是非常艰难。
But as we discover that as we walk this way,
但除非我们发现我们这样行走的时候
，The Lord is right there next to us.
主一直都是在我们身边。
He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light."
除非我们意识到，主说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻的。
Your first reaction is the cross is something difficult.
我们讲到十字架的时候，我们第一个反应就是说，它对我们是艰难的。
But in reality,
但是实际是
the cross is to take away all of the negative things that are in us.
十字架是使我们身上的那些负面的东西除去的。
And as we walk together with the Lord,
当我们一起与主同行的时候，主就在我们身上做了除去的工作。
We will become more and more like Him.
因为我们与主一起重复这个恶，我们就会变得越来越像。
So as we follow the Lord,
所以当我们这样子来跟随主，
the Lord will take us to different environments.
那主就会带我们经历每一样不一样的环境。
And then slowly our life will grow up.
因为我们经历这样的环境，与主一起，我们的生命就逐渐的改变。
And you'll see that slowly the Lord will build character in each one of us.
我们就会看见，逐渐的主就把他的性格建造在我们每个人身上。
And then, as we grow up and become responsible,
那么当我们逐渐的成长的时候，我们就逐渐的有责任心。
When we become ones with self-control,
我们就逐渐的变得可以有节制。
Ones with moral excellence,
我们就能够更加的这个更加的好。
Then one day the Lord will say, "Ah, now this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
直到有一天，主可以这样讲啊，这是我的骨中骨。
And then we'll be ready for the Lord.
就那个时候，我们才真的是预备好了。
So yesterday we also said.
所以昨天我们还说过
that on the day of Pentecost,
在这个五旬节那一天
we know that the Holy Spirit was poured forth.
我们知道圣灵倾倒下来。
And we also spoke of the life of the Lord being poured forth.
我们也知道，当圣灵倾倒下来的时候，也讲到是主把他的生命就赐给了我们。
But there was something more.
但是还有更多的。
On the one hand, you have the life of Christ.
一方面，我们从主那里领受这个新的生命。
That life needs to grow up.
这个新的生命是要逐渐的。
That life needs to mature.
这个生命要成熟，要丰富，要丰富。
There needs to be character builds up.
要因为这个新的生命在我们身上，要有一个性格形成。
But on the other hand,
另外一方面
，The Lord has a work to do.
神在我们身上也要做完成的工作。
I mean, think about it.
我们想一想。
As we grow up in our physical life.
当我们身体逐渐长大的时候
，One day we need to be effective in society.
我们有一天，我们就要在我们所在这个社会里面来进步。
We need to contribute to society.
我们需要给这个社会。
We need to make a living.
对，我们需要给这个社会增加价值。
So all of us may have certain things that we are good at.
我们每一个人都有我们个人的所长。
So that's how you get engineers.
有人是做工程师。
Some are doctors.
有人是做医生。
Some are this and that.
有人是做各种各样的不同的职业。
In the same way,
同样
，as the Lord is building up His body,
当神在我们身上把他的生命赐给我们的时候
，He has a work to do.
他在我们身上也给我们每一个人有他要做的工作。
So, the Lord then needs to equip us.
所以主就在那里装备我们
，for us to be able to do the work.
要使我们能够做他所预备我们让。
Now we read in a familiar verse in Exodus.
我们都很熟悉在出埃及记的这经节。
It says, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
所以说你要成为一个有君尊的祭司，成为圣洁的国民。
What did it mean?
那么意思是什么
？Actually, it meant that if at however many Israelites there were.
这里是说，不管我们有多少以色列人。
That's how many priests there should have been.
每一个以色列人都应该是一个祭司。
It's a universal priesthood.
因为他整个这个以色列族，整个这个国家，他就是一个祭司的国家。
It's a kingdom of priests.
所以整个这个国度就是祭司的国度。
It's not just for the few.
不单单只是那几个做祭司的。
It's a universal priesthood.
他是整个这个国民全族都是祭司。
But unfortunately.
但是很不幸。
You see that in the Old Testament.
看见在旧约里面
because the people of Israel they rebelled against God
因为以色列人他们背叛神
because they worshipped that golden calf
我们知道我们看见他们是在那里拜偶像
later that privilege of serving
以后结果这样子服侍神的这个特权
was only left for the Levites
就被从大部分以色列就除去了只留给了利未人
so only they would serve the house
所以我们看见只有利未人可以在神的
but we know that's not the purpose of God
但我们晓得这并不是神的心意
So what did Peter tell us in the New Testament?
所以在彼得书信新约的彼得书信
He quoted the same verse.
彼得就讲到同样的这个意思。
But you are a chosen race.
他说唯有你们是被拣选的。
A royal priesthood.
是有君尊的祭司。
In other words.
换句话说。
You are a kingdom of priests.
我们就是一个祭司的国度。
So in other words.
再换句话说。
However many members of the body of Christ they are,
那就是在基督的身体里面，不论我们有多少成员
，That's how many priests there should be.
我们每一个成员都应当是
to serve the house of God.
都应当服侍在神的家里服侍。
So what does that mean?
那现在也意味着说
，When the Lord calls us,
当神呼召我们
，It's not just that our life may grow up.
不单单的神赐给我们生命，使我们生命得长进。
But the Lord also equips us that we may serve.
神更要求他要装备我们，使我们能够在神的家里服侍。
So what is it that the Lord equips us with?
那神是怎么样来装备我们呢
？Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们大家一起来看罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12 and verse 5.
罗马书的第十二章第五节。
So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy according to the proportion of his faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照信心的程度说预言。
If service and his serving, or he who teaches and his teaching.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导，就当专一教导。
Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
And then 1 Corinthians,
然后我们就看哥林多前书
chapter 12,
第十二章。
12 verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware.
哥林多前书十二章的第一节，弟兄们，遇到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Verse 4,
第四节又说
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And there are various ministries in the same Lord.
执事也有分别，却是一位。
There are various of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行。
But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
个人蒙圣灵赐他赐智慧的言语。
And to another word of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
他个人蒙就被圣灵赐赐他知识的言语。
And to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another distinguishing of spirits.
又一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
To another various kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as He wills.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行的，随己意分给个人的。
So for This kingdom of priests.
所以对于这一个祭司的国度而言
Or in other words,
换句话说
each member of the body has a function.
就是在基督的身体里面每一个肢体它都有它的功用
And each has a different gift.
每一个肢体都有它特别的恩赐
And the purpose of that gift
这个恩赐的目的是为
is to edify the body.
就是为了建造
is to build up the body.
就是为了建造身体
Okay.So, so a lot of times what happens though,
所以常常有这样的事情发生
that there's a lot of curiosity about the gift.
就是很多人很好奇关于什么的恩赐
especially the more dramatic gifts.
特别是那些很特异的恩赐
Speaking in tongues,
比如说说方言
prophesying,
那么说预言
and what often happens,
所以常常有这样的事情发生
is that this becomes an end in itself,
就是过于注重这些恩赐，结果就只专注于这些。
But what did Paul tell us?
但是保罗却这样告诉我。
In 1 Corinthians 14:26, he says,
哥罗前书十四章这样写。
1 Corinthians 14 verse 26.What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a song, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
弟兄们，这是一样的。你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就。
And then in chapter 13, in verse 1.
然后十三章的第一节这样写。
If I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
或者能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹。
If I have the gift of prophecy, know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，就算不了。
And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身教人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
So all the gifts that the Lord gives us is for the edification of the body.
所以神所给我们每一个人的各样的恩赐都是为了建造他的身体。
Okay, so in light of this,
而且
what are we to do?
那么我们应当做什么？
Can we turn to one more portion of the scriptures?
我们再看一下一处圣经。
That we read in 1 Corinthians 6:15.
就是哥林多前书的第六章第十
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？
I don't know if you noticed this verse.
我不知道大家是不是熟悉这些经题。
But the first time this verse really hit me.
当我第一次读到这些经题的时候，
I realized that here it says your bodies are members of Christ.
这里是说我们的身体是基督的肢体。
Our physical bodies are the members of Christ.
我们的身子是基督的肢体。
It didn't say you are the members of Christ here.
他并没有说我是基督的肢体。
It says your bodies are the members of Christ.
是说我的身子是基督的肢体。
So it's something very practical.
所以这是对我个人而言是非常实际的。
What do I do with my body?
那么我就怎样应当怎样对待我的身子。
What do I do with my hands?
我怎样来对待我的手。
What do I do with my feet?
怎样对待我的脚呢
？What do I do with my mouth？
怎样来使用我的口呢
？In order to edify the body of Christ，
我怎样来做这些事情
？In order
为了要来建立基督的身体
？In order to serve the body of Christ，
怎样来服侍基督的身体
？So what do we need to do？
所以我们应当怎样做
？So we have this body，
我们有每个人都有我们的身体
，The Lord has given us，
因为神已经给我们身体
，The Lord places us wherever we need。
神也把我们放在我们所参与的聚会里面。
What do we need to do?
那神要我们做什么
？How do we know what is the provision the Lord has made for us?
我们想知道神所给我们的供应，量给我们的是什么
？How do we know what is our function in the body?
我们怎么样知道在这个肢体里面神所给我们的功用是什么
？So then we come back to Romans 12:1.
这时候我们就要来看罗马书的十二。
It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God." To present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
罗马书十二章的第十节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然。
So how do we know where we fit in the body of Christ?
我们怎样才能知道我们在主的肢体？在身体里面，我们是什么样的功用
？The first thing we have to do，
第一件我们要做的就是
，is we have to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice。
我们首先要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
When a sacrifice is on the altar，
当一个祭物放在祭坛上
，it's not moving。
那一个祭物是不能不动。
It's not moving on its own accord。
那个祭物是不能按照它自己的意愿去动。
So what does this mean？
这就是说
，this。Means nothing but we are putting our hands in the hand of and the hand of God.
那就说我们把我们自己放在神的手里。
All we are doing is saying, Lord, have Thy own way.
我们就是向神说，主啊，按你的愿意，你的旨意。
How can I fit in the body of Christ?
求你告诉我，我是应当怎样在神的肢体里面进入通用。
And you know what will happen once we consecrate ourselves?
如果我们把自己成圣出来。
When we say, "Lord, have Your way,"
当我们把自己奉献出来，变成说愿你的旨意
，something happens.
那么就会有奇妙事情。
In verse 2 it says,
因为第二节这样讲
，and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
第二，罗马书十二章第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新变化。
So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着所分给个人的信心的大小看合乎中道。
And so as we consecrate ourselves,
当我们把自己奉献出来
，something happens with our thought process.
在我们脑海在我们的思想里面就有一种变化。
Our minds are renewed.
我们的心意就要更新。
We used to think like the world thinks.
我们在奉献之前，我们想的是和世人想的。
Do you remember the disciples?
我们记得这些门徒。
They loved to argue about who was the greatest.
他们常常喜欢争论，就是谁是要为首。
But here Paul says.You have to have a transformation or a renewing of your mind.
保罗这里告诉我们，要心意心意更新。
That no one is to think more highly of himself than he ought to think.
这个心意更新就是使得我们要不要看自己过于所当看。
This should remind us of another scripture in Philippians chapter 2.
这也告诉我们，在腓立比书的第二章那里有这样的话说。
In verse 3 it says this.
第二章的第四节是说。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.So with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself.
个人不要当顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，叫存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
个人不要当顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And then have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
而且你应当以基督耶稣的心。
And there it says, you know, how he humbled himself, and then he was obedient to the point of death, even death.
然后就讲到主耶稣是如此的谦卑，他自己怎样的顺服。
So as we consecrate ourselves,
当我们奉献自己
，slowly there's a change in our mind.
逐渐的神就会在我们的心里面做改变。
The mindset becomes such that.
使我们的心思改变。
My brother or sister is more important than me.
使我们能够意识到我们周围的弟兄姐妹要比我们自己。
How is it that I can help my brother and sister?
我们就可以意识到我们应当怎样来。
How is it that I can serve my brother and sister?
来服侍我们周围的弟兄。
So as we regard each other as more important than ourselves,
我们就会意识到我们看我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And as we place ourselves in the hand of God,
当我们自己这样做的时候，我们就把自己放在神的手里面。
The end becomes how do we help brothers and sisters?
所以当我们把自己放在神手里的时候，结果我们就会意识到神就在我们心里
面。
我们就会意识到我们应当怎，我们就会开始有这样的想法，就是我怎样来服侍我的弟兄。
How do we help?
我怎样来帮助我的弟兄。
As we focus on these things,
当我们在思想经常的事情。
As we look in edifying the body,
当我们这样做的时候，我们就是在建造神。
Then the Lord very naturally gives us provision to be able to serve our brothers.
当我们有这样的想法的时候，神就很自然的把我们所需要的供应。
So the end is not the ability itself.
所以最后一个结果并不单单是我们有什么。
It's not the gift itself.
也不单单是我们有什么样的恩赐。
But how is it that I help my brothers and sisters to grow up?
而更主要的是，我们怎样来用我们的能力和这个恩赐来帮助建造。
So how do we find out?What is the gift that the Lord has given?
那么我们怎样来发现神所给我们恩赐是什么呢
？Is when we have this attitude that we want to serve.
就是当我们有这样的一个心态，说我们要来侍奉。
Remember the Lord said that I came not to serve, but to I came not to be served, but to serve.
我们都晓得主说，我来不是我来是来服侍人，不是被服侍。
If we have the same attitude.
如果我们有跟耶稣有同样的心。
How can I serve my brothers?
就是我们怎样，我们也想到我们怎样来服侍。
Very naturally, the Lord will make provision.
很自然，主就会供应。
So the purpose is not for us to go out seeking for these gifts.
所以目的就不是我们去来寻找我们身上到底有什么恩赐。
But naturally, the Lord will give us provision to be able to serve our brothers.
因为这个恩赐是神给我们，是自然而然按照我们的心态所给我们。
And this way, we can help brothers and sisters.
因为只有这样，我们才真的能够帮助我们的弟兄，帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we know that every member has a different function.
而只有这样，我们互相弟兄姐妹之间才晓得我们每个人的功用是什么。
So if you think about it,
所以我们大家再想一想。
If I itch over here,
如果这边有痒的话
，my finger is not thinking. Oh, what is my gift?
我的手指绝对不会在那想啊，我的恩赐是什么。
When my arm has a need to be scratched, it'll just naturally scratch, right?
当我胳膊上已经痒痒的话，我的手指就会自然而然的在扭曲。
Very naturally,
这一切都是很自然发生的。
The members work together.
因为这些是我身体的肢体，它就自然而然就这样发生了。
So when we eat something,
当我吃东西的时候
，there's a perfect harmony between the teeth and the tongue.
我们的牙和我们的舌头，它有一个非常美妙的和谐。
Where you can move the food from this side to that side.
我们可以在把食物在嘴里面在左右的移动。
But if the teeth starts to think, oh, what should I do? Should I bite now or bite later?
但如果我们的牙齿说要决定啊，我现在是该咬还是不该咬？
Or the tongue thinks, oh, should I stick it out or stick out later?
或者我们的舌头也想到啊，我是要这样子动那样子动，或者伸出来的时候。
You'll end up biting yourself, right?
那么很可能我们就会发现我们自己的牙齿了，自己的舌头。
The point.
所以，我想大家都明白这一点。
Paul says that we ought to consecrate ourselves.
所以保罗这样说，我们要把身体献上。
Pour ourselves in the hands of God.
要把我们自己放在神的手里。
And then the Lord will show us the need in the body.
然后神就会把我们在这个身体里的功用显明。
And as we find that need,
当我们明白神赐给我们的功用的时候
，the Lord very naturally will make provision for you to be able to satisfy that need.
神就很自然的就会供应我们，使我们神所量给我们的这个供应，我们也在这里得到满足。
So what does if you read in Matthew 25?
我们再来读约翰二十五章。
Now we earlier said this.
我们刚刚我们前面也讲过。
That the Lord makes provision for us.
神供应我们。
On the one hand.
一方面
He gives us his life.
他把生命赐给我们。
On the other hand, he gives us the gifts to be able to serve him.
另一方面，神也赐给我们恩赐，使我们能够服事。
So at his return,
那么结果呢？
And as he's going to settle the account with us,
那结果神就要和我们每一个人最后要算一个账。
And let's read in Matthew 25 verse 1.
马太福音25章第一节。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比一个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent.
其中有五个是愚拙的。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil and flasks along with their lamps.
愚拙的拿着灯是不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him."
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女都起来收拾灯。
The foolish said to the prudent,
愚拙的对聪明的说，
"Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the prudent answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go and set the dealers and buy some for yourselves."
聪明回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的就进去坐席，门就关了。
Later the other virgins also came saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you."
其余的童女随后就来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
So on the one hand, the Lord holds us accountable to how much of his life we have.
所以一方面神来要来检查我们，就是我们身上有多少生命。
But on the other hand,
另一方面，
if you continue to read on,
我们在接下来读的时候，
it says, to one he gave 5 talents, so, verse 24, chapter 25, verse 14, for it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them.
接下来读来第14节，那里说，天国又好比一个人要快活去，就叫仆人来，把他的家业交给他。
To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1.
按照个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就很快过去了。
And then the story goes on.
然后我们就都是很熟悉的故事。
And we know that the one who was given 5, he earned 5 more.
我们知道那得了5000银子的也来赚了5000。
And the one who had 2 talents gained 2 more.
那拿了2000银子的也赚了2000。
But then the one with 1 talent.
那只有那个拿了1000银子的。
Didn't do anything with it.
他并没有拿去。
And the master came back and said, "You should have even put it in the bank and earned some interest."
但主人回来的时候就说，你至少应该把银子放在银行里面来取利息。
But so then what does the Lord say?
最后是这样讲。
Verse chapter 25, for everyone who has more shall be given.
第29节说，因为凡有的还要加给。
And he will have an abundance.
叫他有余。
But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
没有的连他所有的也要。
So what does this mean?
就是这个意思是什么？
The more we serve,
我们更多服侍神的时候，
the more we want to help brothers and sisters,
我们更多的愿意来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，
the more provision the Lord gives us,
神就会更多的供应。
And then the Lord will enable us to be able to serve others.
神就会更多的赐给我们能力，使我们能够帮助。
So you can read in the Bible yourself on what are the different gifts.
读圣经是我们可以在圣经里的读有很多各种不同的恩赐。
But the point is this.
但关键是
the end should be the edification of the body.
最后这个结果，不管是我们有什么恩赐，结果一定是要来建立。
How do we help brothers and sisters grow?
一定是要来帮助我们的，怎样来帮助我们。
But there's one thing for certain.
这里有一点是肯定的。
What the Lord is after is for every member to enter into its function.
每一个肢体我们都要在神的这个身体上面进入我们的功用。
You know what happens when certain members do not function?
我们也知道，如果有肢体它并没有尽它的功用的时候，
this body becomes paralyzed.
我们知道这个身体在这方面它就失去了功效。
So the important thing is this.
重要的是，
all of us should
consecrate ourselves and offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们每一个人都当把身体献上，当做。
Each one of us does this.
如果我们每个人都这样做的话
，then the Holy Spirit, like the conductor of an orchestra,
圣灵就会像那个交响乐队的指挥一样。
He can then lead each of us individually to work together.
就会引导我们每一个人进我们个人所当进的步。
You do this, you do that.
也许刚刚做这个，你是做那个。
And this way we can be built up.
是因为这样子，我们大家就互相的建造。
So, the Lord made every provision, on that, the Lord has made every provision for us, not just for our life.
神对我们给我们每一个人都有丰丰富富的供应，不单单是赐给我们心
灵， but also for service.
但神也赐给我们能力，使我们能够服侍。
In order for us to build each other up.
目的就是为了建造神。
And I just wanted to leave you with this.
我愿意就暂停在这里。
But before we end,
在我们做结束之前
，I wanted to share with you the work that the Lord did with His disciples.
我愿意跟大家分享一下主耶稣在他的门徒身上他是怎样做的。
It'll help us understand what is it that the Lord is doing in our midst today.
这会帮助我们理解神在我们身上要做的。
Actually, if you think about it,
我们还仔细想一想。
It's very interesting the group of people the Lord brought together as disciples.
当主呼召他的门徒的时候，他呼召的每个门徒都是非常有意思。
Now, we know about Peter and Andrew.
我们大家知道彼得和安德烈。
Now, if you remember.Peter went to the Lord and said this.
我们知道彼得来信主的时候，他曾经这样说过。
How many times does my brother need to sin against me, and then should I forgive him?
那我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢
？Set up to 7 times.
我七次够不够
？The Lord said no. 70 times, 7 times.
主说是要70次。
What do you think?
那我们想一想。
Do you think it was a greater likelihood that Peter offended his brother?That Andrew offended Peter, or Peter offended Andrew?
我们想一想，当彼得这样问的时候，到底是什么情况？是安德烈来欺负了彼得呢，还是彼得来欺负了安德烈呢？
Usually the person that speaks a lot.
常常的，这我们会想的那些很常常开口讲话的。
Usually is the one that hurts other people a lot.
常常也是这张嘴巴大的人，他们也伤害别人多。
And Peter said a lot of things.
我们知道彼得是一个嘴巴很大的
，and he just always has to say something.
我们知道他是常常的喜欢。
As if if he didn't say something, you feel really uncomfortable.
就好像是如果这个场合彼得没讲话的话，他好像就非常的不舒服了。
So you remember Peter said many wrong things.
我们也知道彼得常常也说错话。
Now, but the Lord, was doing a work in Peter's life.
但我们看见神在彼得的身上做了非常奇妙的工作。
Okay. Do you remember when Peter went with the Lord to the Mount of Transfiguration?
我们都知道彼得跟主一组带彼得一起上那个山。
And there, the Lord was transfigured.
我们看见主在他们的面前就变
成这样。And there you saw Moses and Elijah.
我们看见，我晓得那里那个时候有摩西和以利亚。
And Peter was just so happy at that scene.
我们看见彼得在那里是非常的兴奋。
In his mind.
而且他在脑子里面
，Wow, these are like the three greatest men in history of Israel.
就是在以色列历史上面，这三个是最伟大的。
And he said, Let me make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
就是主啊，让我来搭三座棚，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
And you know what happened?
我们就知道，就是下面主。
Then the cloud hid. Then there was a voice that came from heaven.
很奇妙的就有云彩来把这些都遮蔽。
This is my beloved son, listen to him.
就是声音就是说，这是我的爱子。
So Peter didn't know what he was doing.
所以我们就想到彼得并不知道他所做的事。
And he always would say the wrong thing.
他常常要说，但是不幸的是，常常也讲错。
And remember, the Lord said in Caesarea Philippi that he was going to go to Jerusalem and die.
我们知道主在这个该撒利亚腓立比的路上对他们说出，我要去耶路撒冷，因为我要死在耶路撒冷。
And he said, No way, Lord, that can't happen.
我们就想到彼得这里说，主啊，这是万万不可发生的。
And the Lord said, Get thee behind me, Satan.
所以主就斥责他，就说到我后面去吧，你的撒旦。
But then remember what happened.
后面我们也知道
When the Lord was going to be crucified,
当主要被钉十字架的时候
Peter's mouth also betrayed him again.
我们也晓得彼得也他的嘴也说错了
And he denied the Lord three times.
因为他三次否认主
So the Lord allowed Peter to be a talker, right?
所以我们晓得神让彼得成为一个这样子一个很喜欢讲话的。
But before the cross,
但是在彼得在主耶稣上十字架之前
，Peter was unbridled, right? Just like in the book of James, it's like our tongue is like an unbridled thing. It goes wild.
我们就晓得彼得就像一个没有受约束的一个人一样，他的舌头是可以随便讲话的，他是不受约束的。
The reason was because Peter did not consecrate himself.
因为我们晓得，在这之前，彼得才没有把他自己奉献上来。
He did not allow the Lord to help control his tongue.
他还没有允许神来在他的舌头上做管教。
So what is it that I'm trying to say?
那么我要说什么呢
？Even the gift that the Lord gives us.
就像神给我的恩赐。
It has to go to the cross.
神所给我们的恩赐，一定要经过十字架。
We have to lay it down.
我们必须把我们自己的意愿放。
And then the Lord will allow us to pick it up again.
只有这样，我们把自己的意愿放下，神才能够用他所赐给我们的。
Because if our gift is not, does not go to the cross.
如果我们从神那里领受的恩赐没有经过十字架
，oftentimes it's destructive.
常常这样的恩赐是。
If not destructive, it might be very self-serving.
如果它不是破坏性的话，它也是服侍我自己的。
So, there are some people that are very charismatic.
我们知道有些人是很有灵恩的。
And when they speak,
他们讲
people are so drawn to them.
因为他们讲的时候就会吸引很多人。
But are they really drawn to the Lord?
但是他们有没有把这些人吸引到主的跟前呢
？Or they draw people to themselves.
他们还是把这些人吸引到他们自己的跟前。
So what happened?
所以
，So the Lord dealt severely with Peter.
所以神就在彼得身上做了非常非常严肃的工作。
He denied the Lord three times.
我们知道彼得三次否认主。
But thank the Lord brought him back.
但非常感谢主，因为神把彼得重新召回来。
And then what happened?
我们就想到后面发生。
Do you remember on the day of Pentecost?
就是在五旬节那一天。
It says Acts 20, chapter 2, verse 14.
在使徒行传第二章。
But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my word."
彼得就站起来，高声说：“犹太人和一切住耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，当侧耳听。”
Now, remember when the Lord called Peter,
我们知道神呼召彼得
he was casting the net.
彼得那个时候是正在撒网
He was a fisherman.
因为他是渔夫
Interesting enough,
很有意思
on the day of Pentecost,
在这个五旬节这一天
the Lord now used the mouth of Peter.
神就用彼得的口
Now, it was under the shadow of the cross.
我们就看见彼得的口是经历过十字架
And as a result,
所以
when he cast that net,
当今这个时候他渔夫撒网
when he stood together with his brothers,
他与新弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
then he cast the net,
这个时候他撒网
3,000 were saved,
我们就看有三千人
and then later on 5,000,
之后因另外一个事情又记载有五千人就
So you see the Lord didn't work in the life of Peter.
所以我们看见神在彼得的身上做了他生命的改变
But interesting enough,
也很有意思。
Andrew was very different.
我们知道彼得兄弟安德烈是。
And we already said Andrew was a very quiet person.
我们知道安德烈是一个很安静的人。
And it's very likely that Peter was the one that often would offend Andrew.
所以我们常常很可能这个彼得是一个欺负安德烈的这个人。
But the Lord worked very differently in that.
但是神在安德烈身上做的工作是完全不一样的。
Now, do you remember that Andrew had a, he followed a master, his name was John the Baptist?
我们知道安德烈是他是跟随着这个施洗约翰。
And the famous word that he says,
最有名的话他是这样讲。
He said, you know that I am not the Christ.
他说你知道我并不是基督。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.
他说我是新郎的朋友，当新郎的朋友听见新郎的声音的时候就行了。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
他必增加，我必衰微。
So what was the special feature of Andrew?
那么我们就看见这个安德烈在这里到底他起了什么作用。
Now Andrew was not like Peter.
我们知道安德烈他的个性和彼得完全不一样。
He did not have a mouth like the mouth of Peter.
他绝对不是像彼得那样子喜欢讲话。
But if you read the few portions about Andrew,
但如果我们仔细读圣经的话，我们就会注意到。
What did he do?
安德烈是一个这样的人。
Andrew was a man that always led people to Christ.
就是安德烈，他总是带领人到耶稣的跟前。
He never drew attention to himself.
他从来不把人带到他自己。
But he also always brought people before the Lord.
他总是把人带到耶稣的跟前。
In John chapter 1 and verse 40 it says.
约翰福音第一章四十节这样讲。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Which translated means Christ.
弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
He brought him to Jesus.
于是他去见耶稣。
Now, our brother the other day said, you know, Ananias, was very instrumental in bringing Paul to the Lord.
我们弟兄前也讲过，亚拿尼亚是一个非常非常好的弟兄，神所用他来把保罗带到神的面前。
But Andrew brought Peter to Jesus.
我们也知道安德烈他是把彼得带到耶稣面前。
Pretty good as well.
这是非常非常好。
And then in another place.
另外一个地方又提到。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章那里说。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes, and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, Where may we buy bread so that these may eat?
约翰福音第六章第五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对彼得说，我们从哪里来饮，叫这些人吃呢？
Verse 7, Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
第七节说，腓力回答说，就是200银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点，也是不够的。
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，
There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?
在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼，两条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
So, what was the special, feature of Andrew?
所以我们看见安德烈他有一个特点，
He had a real keen eye.
就是他非常的会观察。
And he actually noticed somebody with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
在这个众多的人面前里呢，他会注意到有一个小
孩。All the people he noticed this one with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
众多的人面前，他知道有一个人带着五饼二来。
And he brought him to the Lord.
而且他把这个小孩子带到神的面前。
Now think about it. Peter spoke and 3,000 were saved.
我们知道彼得讲话，他一讲话就有3,000人悔改。
But because of Andrew's keen eye.
但是因着安德烈他的敏锐的目光
5,000 were fed
那里有5,000个人就吃饱
So you see they're very different
所以我们看见这两个兄弟是完全不一样的
Their gifts are very different
神给他们的恩赐也是不一样的
Their ability that the Lord gave them is very different
神给他们的能力也是不一样的
But Andrew always bring people before the Lord
当我们看见安德烈总是把人带到耶稣的面
前 One more example
下一个另外还有一个例子
John chapter 12
我们看约翰福音的第12章
John chapter 12 and verse 20.
约翰福音第十二章的二十节。
Now there were some Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast.
那时上来礼拜过节礼拜礼中有几个希利尼人。
These then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and began to ask him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus."
他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Philip came and told Andrew.
Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
Again, he brought the Greeks to Jesus.
所以我们看见安德烈也把这些这些希律尼人也带到耶稣的面前。
So what did Andrew learn?
所以安德烈是一个什么样的人
？He learned what his master learned. He must increase, and I must decrease.
因为安德烈是从他的施洗约翰那里学到的，就是耶稣必要增加，他自己一定要减少。
I am not the bride.
他说：“因为我自己并不是希律，
I'm not the center.
我也不是中心。
Christ is.
因为只有基督。
So Andrew always brought people before.
所以安德烈总是把人直接的引到耶稣的面前。
Very different from Peter.
所以他和彼得是不一样的个性。
But not less important.
但是我们知道安德烈的服侍也是非常重要的。
So you see that?
所以我们想到每个人的个性不一样，但他的服侍都是重要的。”
Okay, then we come to James and John.
我们也可以再看一看，我们知道有雅各和约翰。
Now, James and John, actually, they were given the name Boanerges.
我们知道这个雅各和约翰有人称之为他们为雷子。
Which means sons of thunder.
因为他这个名字就是说是他们是雷子。
It's very likely that they had very, very fiery tempers.
很可能他们这两个人呢都是脾气火爆的。
That's why they were called the sons of thunder.
我想是因为脾气火爆，所以有人称他们为雷子。
And you remember one day the Lord went to the Samaritans.
我们记得圣经记载，有一次主要去经过一个撒玛利亚村庄。
But they did not receive the Lord.
这个撒玛利亚村庄他们拒绝了。
And what did James and John say?
所以我们记得不记得约翰这个雅各和约翰他们这样讲过
？Lord, you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them.
主，你要不要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们
？Sons of thunder，
这个我们就看到这是一个雷子，这个
full of fire，
他们里面实在是脾气火爆。
Isn't it interesting though？
但很有意思。
That the sons of thunder，
这一个脾气火爆的雷子
，would later generate the John, James and John of later times，
以后就写了这个约翰福音。
No, the transformation in the life of James and John.
就是使这个雅各和约翰他们的生命完全改变。
Now here they said, "Do you want to consume, have fire come down from heaven and consume them?"
这里是说要不要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们
？Interesting enough,
很最有意思的是
，James later became the first martyr.
雅各他是十二个使徒里面他们最先殉道。
Actually, he became the consumed one, right?
而且其实他自己是为耶稣，他把他的生命全摆上。
Not only that,
而且不单单这样。
These sons of thunder, the son of thunder.
这两个雷子。
Later on, the apostle John.
我们晓得约翰最后。
Would become the apostle of love.
他就是成为一个爱的使徒。
What a transformation!
在他身上，一个脾气火爆的人，最后成为一个爱的使徒。
How did the Lord do such transformation?
神是怎样在他们身上做这样的奇妙的？
It was John who told us.
约翰这样跟我们讲。
No one has seen God at any time.
没有人见过神。
The only begotten God was in the bosom of the Father. He has explained it.
除非在神怀里的独生子才见过神。
This word bosom only appears twice.
这个在怀里这个字在圣经里面出现过两次。
One time is describing the Lord being the bosom of the Father.
一次是讲到主耶稣作为神的儿子在他父神的怀里。
But in John chapter 13,
在约翰福音十三章里也这样讲到。
There was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
有一个人靠在耶稣的怀里，是耶稣所爱的。
John discovered.
约翰发现。
Just as the Father loved his Son.
就像父爱子一样。
The Lord Jesus loved him.
主耶稣也这样爱他。
As he followed the Lord.
当他跟随主。
He felt.
他就感觉到不一样。他所跟随这个主是如此不一样。
He is full of love.
是完完全全充满爱。
It was John who told us that the Spirit went into the side of the Lord.
所以，因为是约翰福音记载，那个有那个那个枪是刺主的身体
，and water and blood came，
有血和水流出来。
John was so touched by the love of his Lord，
因为约翰是这样子的，因着蒙受主的爱感动。
When people say crucify him, crucify him，
当众人那里说人钉他十字架，钉死他。
What was the Lord's response？
主的回应是什么
Blood and water came forth from
the body. 就是他的血和身体从他的血和水从他的
Blood speaks of forgiveness.
我们知道血代表赦免
Water speaks of provision.
我们知道水是代表供应
John's response was send fire and consume them.
约翰原来的约翰他就说要从天上降火来烧灭他
But he saw the Lord. How he responded.
但是在十字架上他见了主看见主是怎样来回应
So the Lord did a great work of transformation in the life of John
所以主耶稣因着十字架他在这个约翰身上做了奇妙的
So when the Lord called Peter and Andrew they were casting the nets
所以我们看见当主耶稣呼召彼得和安德烈的时候他们是在撒网
But when the Lord called James and John they were mending nets
我们也想到圣经记载当主耶稣呼召雅各和彼得的时候他们是在捕网
Now James was the first martyr So he died very quickly.
So he
needed extra grace for him to be able to do that.
So he needed extra grace to be able to be a martyr.
So he needed extra grace to be able to be a martyr. In an instant, he had to have a heart of steel. But interesting enough,
但很有意思
John was the one that lived the longest.
在十二个使徒里面，约翰是那个活得最久。
And he lived so long.
他活的是这样子。
Almost 100 years.
几乎就差不多是到100岁。
That he saw the declension of the church.
所以他目睹了教会的衰落。
But because he was an apostle of love.
但因为他是一个爱的使徒。
He was able to mend the net.
所以他就能够在那个时候去来做不忘。
The church in its declension.
教会是在那里衰落下。
John could help them.
但是约翰能够在那里帮。
So when you read the epistles of John,
所以我们看见约翰的书信的时候
he comes across so fatherly, doesn't he?
我们看见他常常的讲到这个事情。
He's an apostle of love.
他一直是这样讲，是说是一个爱的使徒。
So the sons of thunder became the apostle of love.
所以一个十字架，我们看见雷子就成为一个爱的使徒。
So that was James and John.
So 我们这是讲到这是雅各和约翰。
Interesting enough,
非常有意思。
There is a one of the disciples that the Lord was called Simon the Zealot.
主耶稣火速呼召的十二个门徒里面有一个人是叫做称的这个激进的奋进奋锐党的西门。
Actually, these zealots,
这些奋锐党
they were almost like terrorists.
有点像今天的这些恐怖主义。
And what they would do is,
因为这些分裂党人，他们要做的就是
，they would kill those people that sold out their country.
他们要去杀一切他们所认为那些出卖犹太人的。
So who would Simon the Zealot most want to kill?
我想你们大家想一想，这个分裂党的这个西门，他要杀的人是谁呢？
It would have been Matthew, the tax collector.
那一定马太是其中之一，因为马太是做税吏。
As a tax collector, he would work for the Roman government.
因为作为税吏，那个时候你像是为那些罗马。
Oppress his own people.
因为你为罗马人工作，你就在那里压迫。
Collect money from your own people.
你压迫你自己的同胞，你从你的同胞身上。
So the people that Simon the Zealot would want to kill is Matthew.
所以我们就晓得，分锐党的西门，他要杀的人之一就是这个。
Isn't it interesting?
所以有意思
that the Lord brought them together.
主就把他们这两个人都呼召。
So if you look around the brothers and sisters that you have around you,
所以如果我们看我们周围的弟兄姐妹
don't be surprised.
大家不要觉得这个觉得惊喜。
The Lord purposely brought us together.
神是有目的的把我们这些人放在一起。
And He will continue to do the work of transformation.
神也继续会利用用我们周围这些人在我们身上做一些工作。我们所要做的就是
Our bodies are a member of the body of Christ.
我们的身子是主的肢体。
We need to consecrate our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们需要把身体献上作为
Place our bodies in the hands of the Lord.
我们需要把自己放在主手里。
To ask the Lord.
我们需要来问主
Lord, how do you want to serve you?
主，你要我。
Where is the need in the church?
主，你让我看见在这个教会的需要是什么。
As we place ourselves in the hand of the Lord,
当我们愿意把自己放在主手，
the Lord will start directing us.
主就一定会引导我们。
Maybe you hear about a sister or brother going through some difficulty.
也许我们就会听到某个弟兄或某个姊妹在经历某种难处。
Maybe all you need to do is give them a call.
也许我们所需要做的就是打个电话给人家。
And as you give them a call,
当我们这样打电话给人家
的时候 ，The Lord gives you a word of wisdom.
我们就相信，如果我们这样顺从的话，主就会把那智慧的话语赐给我们。
And then you start to discover.
然后我们就会发现
，The Lord often gives me the right words at the right time.
也许神常常会把那智慧的话语在合适的时候、合适的地方、合适的时机赐给我们。
And then that may be your gift.
也许这个就是神所给我们的赐呢。
But your starting point was not to discover the gift.
但我们的起点不是在那里去寻找神给我什么的赐。
Starting point was how can I serve?
我们的起点是，我们要来问自己，我要怎样在我所在这个地方服侍。
And then the Lord reveals Himself.
如果我们这样来问的话，
所以
神就会把他的心意向我们显
明。Paul said, not everybody is a mouth.
所以保罗就是说，并不是每个人都是口。
Not everybody is a hand.
也并不是每个人都是手
Not everybody is a foot.
也不是每个人都是脚
But the Lord has put all of us together.
因为神把我们所有的人都放在一起
All of us have different functions.
我们在一起的时候我们个人有个人的功用
And we can serve him in many different ways.
我们因着我们都信个人的功用我们就可以服侍神
The Lord was able to bring the 12 disciples together.
神可以把那十二个使徒带在一起
Transform them,
能让他们改变
allow them to work together,
使他们成为一体。
And then, if you read in Revelation,
然后我们就看见启示录里面
the 12 foundation stones of the New Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷新城就有十二层根基
and are the 12 apostles.
这就是那主所呼召的十二使徒。
And the first one is Jasper,
我们第一层是红宝石
which is Peter,
那就是彼得。
Jasper is just nothing but a diamond.
我们知道这个红宝石的就像那个钻石一样珍贵。
So if there is hope for Peter and John and James and Andrew,
所以我们就知道那个里有彼得有保罗有约翰。
There's hope for us as well.
那么在我们也一定是也有盼望。
If the Lord can bring Simon the Zealot and Matthew the tax collector together,
如果神可以把税吏长的西门和那个做税吏的马太带到一起。
There's nothing the Lord can't do in our midst.
神也一定能够在我们当中做他的奇妙。
But an important thing is this.
重要的对我们的。
We need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们必须把我们的身体献上作为活祭。
Put ourselves in the hand of God.
我们必须把我们自己交在主手里。
Say, Lord, how can I serve you?
我们必须来问神主啊，我怎样能够来服侍你
？And then the Lord will show us.
只有这样，神才会向我们显现。
And this way, we can help other brothers and sisters grow in the Lord.
神就会向我们显明。我们怎样来做才能够去帮助我们的教会帮助神
Then we are building up the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹互相建造
But all of us are important.
那么所有的事情都是重要的东西
Remember, it's a kingdom of priests.
我们只有这样我们才真的是一个祭司
There are no exceptions.
就每一个人都是做
All of us have a function.
我们每一个人都尽祭司的功用
And each of us have at least one talent.
我们每一个人至少都会有那一千两。
Some may have two, some may have five.
有人也许有两千两，有些人也许有五千。
But maybe if you only had one talent in the beginning.
但也许我们一开始，我们每个人都只有一千两。
The more you use that talent.
但只要我们用这一千两。
Then the Lord will give you even more.
神就会更多的加给我。
So then one day when the Lord comes back.
所以有一天当主回来的时候。
And settles accounts.
主就会跟我们算账的时候。
We can say, Lord, see, you gave me two, here's two more.
我们就能够跟主说主啊你交给我两千两这我又赚了两千两
So hopefully this will be helpful
我相信希望这些所讲的能够对大家有所帮助
The Lord not only gives provision for life
希望大家能明白主不单单赐给我们生命
But the Lord also provides gifts that we may be able to help
我们明白主也赐给我们恩赐使我们能够来服侍
Let us start with the
prayer
Lord thank youThat you have made every provision for us to have, for us to build up your body.
我们感谢你，因为你丰丰富富的供应我们，使我们能够在你的身体里头得建造。
Lord, we thank you for giving us one another.
主，我们谢谢你所赐给我们周围的每一个位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, thank you that we can learn to serve you together.
我们主，我们谢谢你，因为借他们，我们能够彼此学习。
Lord, it's not always easy.
主，这一切实在是不容易。
But we ask for that there will be a renewing of our mind.
但主，我们向你的呼求就是， 在我们身上做心意更新的工作。
That we may see one another as more important than ourselves.
说我们真的能看见我们周围的人要比我们更重要。
That we may have a heart of service.
说我们心里面能够有一个仆人的心。
Lord, just like you came to serve us as well.
就像你来是为了服侍我们。
Lord, we pray that you may really gain a glorious church for yourself.
我们的呼求就是，主，你实在是能够在我们当中能够得着你荣耀的
奖。Lord, that we may fit wherever you want us to fit.
是我们能够在你家里尽应尽的功用。
That we may learn how to serve.
我们能够学习怎样来服侍你。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
这样感谢、祷告、祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.